Welcome to worship tonight. Let us pray. Father God, thank you first for this beautiful display of fall that we have. The blue skies, the changing leaves. It's just your splendor of the beauty that you created is just something breathtaking. Be with each person here, Lord, tonight. Each one comes with their own thing that you know that they need. And I pray, Lord, that we have open ears, hearts, eyes to experience you tonight. In your son's name, amen. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Tonight's scripture comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18, love in action. Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. During the silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or under understanding between you and God. You can also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. And for those wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so when you come forward, or when you take communion, or when you exit the worship center. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, prayerful and faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That I'm using my computer, but internet was down and I couldn't print today. Our final reading. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Pretty tall order, isn't it? But if we're looking at what we're supposed to be doing as we're transforming our life, this kind of gives us a pretty nice how am I doing kind of a framework. So tonight, if I had to give a title to the talk, it's my morning musings, watching trees. So last week I was actually fascinated with fall trees. And from the ones in this picture to a large one I just sat in front of when I was in my quiet time. And after watching them, especially that the tree that was out here in our back here, I decided that I think I'd like to be a tree, right? But actually what I want is the movement through my spiritual transformation journey to be more like a tree. Because trees, you know, they don't have thoughts and feelings about what's going on with them. They aren't defiant as they go through this process of changing each season. I am. They let the flow of their life just kind of happen without striving. They know they're exactly where they're supposed to be in their transformation from fall to winter to spring to summer. They just know it. But trees next to them, they can be at completely different paces and places. And guess what? The tree doesn't compare itself to the next tree. It's content where it is while it awaits what's next, knowing that there is going to be a what's next. And when it's time for the leaves to twist off and turn and fall, if you ever just watch them fall off the tree, do they fall straight down? No, right? They just kind of linger and float around there, and they just kind of absorb the ride on their path to the ground as the tree makes way for its next season. And the tree, it just changes one leaf at a time. It doesn't just all of a sudden have everything fall off because the tree couldn't handle an overnight transformation each season that it goes through. Instead, it's this long process that gets repeated every season as the tree continues becoming and being a tree. So a tree is also excellent at just being and letting what is to happen, happen. It stays present to where it is in its season and knowing that it isn't going to remain that, but it accepts itself where it is, and that its transformation to the next season is going to happen in its due time. And sometimes, if you ever watched a tree in the windstorm, the wind could be strong, and the branches and leaves could be challenged, but the strong-rooted tree actually withstands that. And the tree may lose a branch or two, but it actually adds to the character of the tree. And even in the death, when a tree tumbles to the ground in the woods and it decays, it's still beautiful, especially when you get to see the insides of the tree, and it's so full of wonder. So there's these holes and there's hollow places inside of it, and there's places where the bark is peeled off and you see this nice smooth tree trunk. And then you get to see the roots when it gets uprooted and how deep they were. So there's just so much beauty even to the fallen tree. So I figure like about now you're going like, Becky, what's the deal with you and trees and the stories they tell? So I'm glad you asked. So last week I was driving and the trees in that picture were by North Royalton's Elementary School. And for some reason, the sky was so blue, it just popped. So yes, I am driving and I did just put my phone outside and snap a picture, but I was going 20. So I did snap a picture, and I sent the picture to my friend Kim, and Kim and I, we share life together. And my comment to her was, leaves are changing and the sky is blue, because I'm trying to be a little bit more mindful of the world around me and noticing things. So I thought, hey, I'm noticing the sky it's blue, because you know, instead of driving for 15 minutes and then you get somewhere and you go, oh, I didn't know the sky was blue, because I do that as well. One of the things I love most about Kim is the way she looks for Jesus in absolutely all things. She often asks me, what's the Lord's invitation in that? Simple question. What's the Lord's invitation in that? And it could be a situation I'm facing. It can be an emotion I'm experiencing. or something that's a random, seemingly random occurrence, which we really usually isn't so random when I pause to consider it, something I see in nature. So when I sent Kim this picture, there she was again asking me to ask Jesus what his invitation is for me this day through that picture, because she said Jesus allowed those trees to capture my attention, so there's something in it that he has for me. What I wish I could do is start doing that more regularly without someone reminding me, because every time I do, it's rich. So I got quiet. I asked Jesus, you know, what do you want to show me? And then I took the picture on my phone, and I looked at the trees top to bottom and left to right, and then I zoomed real far in because you got to see all that understuff and see what's there. And so I just kept looking and looking and looking, and through that suggestion of what does Jesus have for you in that, the story came out about this particular picture. Besides one, noticing the absolute beauty of God's creation, I noticed that how the trees take time to change to their fullness of color. Not one of them is in their fullness of color. Some are super bright, some yet to even start, and some are like partially and nothing at the bottom. But it takes them time to change. The outer tree leaves change first, but the deep inner parts, when I would scroll in, that deep inner part of the tree, it hadn't changed yet. It changes more slowly. And then it has to be this combination of the right timing and factors surrounding the tree to help the leaves change. And it doesn't look like the tree fights it. The tree doesn't fight this change of the leaves. They just go with it, because when it's time to change, it's time to change. And then I noticed that there's beauty in the trees as the leaves begin to change, but some haven't changed yet. The whole entire tree is still beautiful, even when the parts of it that haven't changed yet. And there is this anticipation of the yet-to-be-changed leaves coming into their color. So how many of you ever wait for that tree that you're waiting for, it's full, everything is there, and you just live in anticipation of what it's going to look like when it's there? Same here. You know, there's a lot more change to happen there. So then Jesus shifted gears away from just these trees, and he spoke about how trees in each of their seasons, not just fall when we're looking at this transformation, but each of the seasons of the tree has a beauty within them. And they can't rush themselves to their next season until it's time, and their current season has been completed. And as they enter their new season, even the changes that they go through in the new season, it takes time to be created, right? Springtime, the buds just don't all pop out at once, right? We don't go straight to flowers. It just, each comes in its own time. And as part of the beauty of the trees, part of that is just watching the stages that they go through and being hopeful of what is to come. And as Jesus spoke to me through those two tree scenarios, there were so many similarities for me between a tree changing seasons and growing and then our spiritual transformation journey. Because the main difference, what I found, is us in our humanness, we try to control and direct our transformation to be in a certain order. Oh, and don't forget the timing that we want it to be in. And only in the way that works best for us. That's what we would like, rather than surrendering to God's timing and ways, realizing that Father knows best. So that's the reason I want to be more like a tree and be transformed in God's perfect timing, and without that resistance that I would have into stepping wherever it is that he guides me. And I find it, the input I receive mind-boggling when I can just take time to answer that one simple question. Jesus, what's your invitation in this for me? Literally, that was one question, and all of this came out of that. And then just get quiet and listen. So I would encourage you and invite you to give it a try during your day, and often throughout your day, just to pause and pay attention, actually to your present moment, and then connect with Jesus. Because when you do this, just ask that question and pause, you're going to have a different connection with Jesus than you have when you don't do it. Because you're getting quiet and having these opportunities to hear him respond to you. And you'd be surprised at how many different ways he responds. One time I was at Chick-fil-A in North Canton. I went out of my way because I was meeting with Kim, and I had extra time, and I wasn't even planning to go that. It was way past my way then to come back. I mean, I walk up, and on the sidewalk is a heart. So me and Jessica and Chrissy, when we're all in search of hearts, we're in a group text, and we send them, hey, look at this heart I found. And there on the sidewalk, right where in my path, is this heart. So what did I do? I just noticed it as a heart and moved on. Isn't that cute? Let me take a picture and send to them. What do you think Kim asked me about? What's God's invitation in that heart? So I got quiet and I asked him. And I hadn't seen her for like 7 months, and so I was a little anxious. That heart, he said, is to let you know I'm going to be with you. So I just wanted to send you a little message that I'm here. But did I see it? No, I just, because I wasn't looking and asking, it went right over my head. So there are so many times when I just pause, I get so many answers. So I just encourage you guys to give that a try, because I really just drove by those trees and thought they're pretty. But they're a bit more than that.